Good afternoon. You are listening to Verulam Sports, and regular listeners will know that one of the kind of emblems of success here in our sporting fraternity in St Albans, Hertfordshire area is the Hearts Falcons. Last year, they flew into Europe after a very successful playoff run, and this very weekend, the playoffs have come around again. They can smell Europe. And to tell us all about it, it's their head of coaching, one of their star players, the director of baseball. It's the mighty Chris Hitch. Welcome to Verulam Sports. How are you doing?
Hi, Tony. Doing quite well, thank you.
Well, goodness gracious me, so much to unpack in an exciting potential doubleheader weekend for the fraternity, Hearts Baseball, in particular, obviously, the Falcons. But really quickly, Chris, I know one of the most important things in this massive four-year project that is Hearts, Baseball is the bigger picture. Can you just tell me and put me in the picture about the slightly negative news regarding playoff perspectives for the newly formed Hearts Londoners?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, the Londoners tied during the regular seasons with other two teams. And unfortunately, there was, as usual, the rules and regulations are written, and you almost need lawyers to to decipher. And although to us, it felt pretty clear that we should be ahead. The BBF ruled against that, and the Londoners were out of the playoffs. But besides that very big disappointment, it was a great season for the first year ever for the Londoners. They did quite well. So we are still pleased about this season for them.
Very competitive, and obviously, again, apart from certain kind of machinations, which sound largely outside of anybody's control, barring, as you say, those kind of legal wizards, a borderline playoff campaign in their inaugural season. So plenty of positive things to discuss and build upon there as you work towards this culture of success. But right here, right now, I know it was amazing kind of head of the curve success last season for the Falcons to fly off into Europe. Well, goodness gracious me, you're in playoff baseball again this weekend, potentially all weekend, but this weekend again, I guess, not wanting to get too far ahead of yourselves, it's all focused on what is, I guess, essentially a semi-final crunch match away at the Capitals today. Exciting times.
Yeah, absolutely exciting to be in the playoffs again, playing again that rivalry that we played in the semifinals last year against Capitals, where we won 5-3. And so it's going to be another exciting game, another difficult game. And if we win, we go ahead and play the finals against the winner of the Mets and Essex Arrows. So we'll see.
Absolutely. It's all to play for. Again, obviously, the Mets are perennial champions, but the Essex Arrows by no means any mugs. Whoever you face potentially in that Sunday final fixture, it's going to be exciting times. And again, the carrot, you've experienced it. You've had a little morsel of European excursions. It's dangling before your very eyes once again, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what it's motivating. I know a lot of our players, they went to Europe, they love it, they want to go back, and they've said it. We need to win this game. That's what they care. Of course, we care about winning the championship, but they know we're building in this four-year process, so they know there's time to win it next year, in the next few years. But the most important for them is to go to Europe again to enjoy great baseball.
Absolutely, and again, it's obviously that enticing carrot, but semi-final playoff baseball. Tell you what, just as a fan of sport, I'm pumped for this. It's so thrilling. You know yourself, having done it last season, that obviously it is what it is. It's a clean slate. It's just one round. You get you kind of win and in, lose and it's all done for the season. I wonder though, Chris, and I want your honest, and I know you're a very honest man, take on this. we talk momentum oftentimes in sport, and throughout our discussions, particular to you guys at the Falcons. Last weekend, you were against this weekend's opponents, and they did the double over you. Does that inspire the team? Was that just a weekend where you were just kind of measuring out? Or is it simply the case that in playoffs, all of the history is irrelevant, and it's quite simply down to who gets it done, who has the guts as much as the talent to win on the day? What's your take on that puzzle?
Oh, great question. I think it would have been great to have won both games because we carry the momentum. However, on both games, we were ahead with winning both games comfortably, but close games with our starting pitchers who are going to pitch this weekend. And in order for a bit of a strategy to them not seeing them much, it's like a bowler pitching too many bowls, or however you say in cricket, the batters start seeing them and kind of getting their quirks and learning from it. So to prevent that, we took them out. We put some new young pitchers that came up from AAA.
Yep.
And that's why they got the victory. So we're not too worried about that. Of course, we made a few errors, but I think everything will be forgotten. And this Saturday, everybody has it. They come with a different mentality.
100%. Metaphorically, keeping those key pitcher cards up the sleeve to unleash literally today. And how exciting. Again, we talk about this bigger picture. I appreciate it. But ultimately, you know, it must be exciting for the players to know that they are basically one game away from a final. And then that one game means, irrespective of the result in Sunday's final, that Europe again beckons. This is what it's all been building towards, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And like any sports, there's a lot of excitement. And also, I'm sure there'll be butterflies in the players, but it's in for both teams. And it's who controls those butterflies better and who just plays the fundamental of baseball or any sport in that sense and get the things right and minimize the mistakes. That's how whoever minimizes those mistakes will win today.
Again, I really value your kind of respectful and total appreciation of the process driven aspect of any success in sport, in life. It's so critical because sometimes I've said it before to many different sporting franchises and kind of cultures, there's the danger, isn't there, on playing an occasion and not actually reverting to those basics, that if we all do our role well, then the result will handle itself. Sometimes the occasion gets into the mind and that becomes almost the enemy, as opposed to the ball in front of you, etc., etc.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right. That's why we emphasize the process, the four-year plan, the just doing the right things every time, because these kind of games, hopefully the player just feels like routine, feels like it's another day like normal, and forgets about that it's a playoffs, and it doesn't go into basically their minds, because once that gets into their minds that, ooh, this is an important game, that's when it can go pear-shaped, so to speak.
No, I totally think that's brilliantly phrased, and I'm sure the players will heed that as they've listened and attended to all the wise advice and applied it on the pitch to even be in this playoff semi-final context this weekend. Chris, I want to real quickly get you to kind of explain and big up the upcoming British Baseball's Hearts Futures Tournament coming to our neck of the woods in just a few short weeks, the 21st of September, because as much as you attend to the bigger picture, the culture of success at the Falcons and Hearts Baseball, you appreciate the bigger picture, indeed, the biggest picture of spreading the word of baseball, the great sport that it is. And of course, that is such a nationally recognised, huge, huge event, and it's coming up in a few short weeks. Just remind us about it and how we can all get involved.
Yeah, well, the Hearts Future Tournament is an excellent tournament where every youth team in the country congregates in our fields to play some games. I mean, there are scoring, there are standings, and somewhat winners, but it's really, really, nobody really cares about the score and winning. It's about participating, about giving opportunities to those new to the sport who maybe didn't have many chances throughout the regular season. For the youth, this is a chance, no pressure, everybody gets to play, all age groups, and so it's an excellent opportunity for anyone in this country who is listening to contact their local team or just show up at Hertfordshire at Goldfield Ballpark, and they will find a team for you to play. So I really encourage anyone to come watch or play. We've talked about the Falcons. We are the old man playing baseball, but it's all about the we're all about the future. In the future are the youth. So we need to encourage them to hopefully play baseball, but at the same time, just do sports.
Do you know, honestly, Chris, I love that mantra, that philosophy that you adhere to massively. And I've got no doubt that big event, 21st of September, is going to be really epic. Up to 21 teams have been involved in the past, literally across the country. And it is a festival of baseball. Really would encourage anybody in the local area, either if you're part of a team, want to get part of a team, or just simply rock up, maybe find a few new friends and get involved for the first time. You will be in for a joyous occasion. But all that being said, that is for the future. You appreciate, as you rightly say, that it is out of those grassroots that the mighty oaks grow. However, in the here and now, this big one, this very weekend, a potential doubleheader weekend, playoff baseball. Your final thoughts ahead of this crunch weekend for the Falcons?
If we play how we know how to play, we will win this championship this year.
Beautifully phrased. And my final point to you, Chris, please, as always, if you want to get involved with the Hearts Baseball fraternity, if you want to maybe become part of this winning culture, perhaps add a little something to a potential second year in Europe for the Falcons, or just get in there at the grassroots level, have fun, then how can we get involved? What's the best website, social media accessibility, please?
The best is to our website, heartsbaseball.com, social media, any social media, the handle is at heartsbaseball. And if you have difficulty finding that, just go to our Google and type Hertfordshire Baseball and you will find us on top of the search. So that's the best way to reach us with any questions, comments, and we'll answer back as soon as possible.
Hey, perfect. Chris, really appreciate your time now, as I'm sure you're on your way to the big, big semi-final crunch fixture today, potentially a final on Sunday. So it's a busy weekend for the Falcons looking to fly off into Europe again. I always appreciate your time and I'll look forward to chatting next week, potentially hearing all about what could be a momentous weekend for the Falcons.
I hope so too, Tony. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thanks again.